some velvet morning when I'm straight. I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made.
You're listening to SciTalk with your host, Dirk Vanderploeg.
This is Dirk Vanderploeg, and welcome to PSITalk.com. Today, we are very fortunate to interview one of the most controversial personalities of our time, a man who claims to receive communications from extraterrestrials and who has publicized the fact that he can make UFOs appear on his command. We are speaking about the Prophet Yahweh, and are grateful for him taking the time to answer our questions. Prophet Yahweh, according to the press release you put out a few weeks ago, you notified the American media that between June 1st and July 15th, you will summon UFOs to appear on your command over Las Vegas. Why do you want UFOs to appear over Las Vegas?
Well, the purpose is this. I have to obey. I'm telepathically linked to a space being who calls themselves the Angels of Yahweh. Okay, and they tell me what to do, when to do, how to do it. I do nothing without permission.
Okay.
And they told me that they wanted me to start a media on June 1st, 2015, so that the media can come and witness them reveal themselves to them and subsequently to the world. That's the purpose. They revealing of their presence, that they're here to the world, and to finally answer that question of if we are alone in the universe or not.
What is your personal opinion? Are these angels of Yahweh, do you think they are angels, or do you think they're extraterrestrial beings?
Well, angels would be extraterrestrial beings as well, but I understand what you're saying. According to what they've shown me, contrary to all of the different concepts of who these beings are and the various races they compose and the various form of their being, reptilians, sectors, whatever, and the various parts of the universe they're at, all conflicting with each other, that they are the only intelligent life in the universe other than us on Earth, and that all of these perceptions are basically lies, the way they see it now. I respect other people's right to believe whatever they want about the space beings, and I hardly ever say anything against their belief, but I respect them like they respect me.
Have you personally met any of them?
No. Only thing that I have seen is their ship, and I hear their voice, and sometimes their spaceship with the sand and just sit there and all, slowly flying off, and just talk to me. Just start talking.
And what do they say?
Oh, man. Well, in a special category? I mean, like, they reveal a lot. It happened for over a quarter of a century.
Right. Okay, what are they saying, Lee?
Well, basically, they're saying that, just be patient, they got everything under control, that I just really needed to see what's going on and what I'm up against, and don't doubt, just know it's going to happen like it did the time before. Because this is not the first time a spaceship would have appeared over Las Vegas. This is not the first time, Las Vegas is not the first city that the spaceships have appeared over. I'm talking both of these incidents on the after they had told me they were going to do it.
Are you aware of the sightings over Phoenix?
Yeah, I'm aware of the sightings over Phoenix, and the exact same thing that showed up in Phoenix, specifically in the Phoenix Light, are the same objects that show up on my queue in broad open daylight, because I graduated from night summoning a long time ago. I don't like summoning nights. I could be at home in the bed. They're harder to believe at night unless it's just something spectacular. But I know I have to get back in the night lighting because they're going to definitely do those type of spectacular things in the dark and the staggering imagination. But right now, I mean, it's been almost 20 years probably since I summoned it. I need one more friend or twice like this. As a general rule, all my summoning is brought over day like 12 to
You have your critics and your distractors out there in the UFO community. You're aware of that.
Okay, I've heard all of these rumors on the internet and all this, but like when I was looking at ABC TV 13 footage, you see that when they admitted that they scanned the skies, he said, the reporter said, "We scanned the skies." Now, that right there lets you know that everybody looked closely at what went on. Now, what people don't know is that my order of summoning is that when we have to scan the lower sky first in all directions, take a good time with binoculars, looking to see if anything's going up, because that symbolizes sabotage. They hope. Okay. Then we scan the upper sky to see if there's anything already up there. That's why the reporter said we scanned the skies and they saw nothing.
That's right.
And then I made my summons, and then I, within seconds, I mean, it was like seconds, bingo, there it was. Now, that's a bunch of junk. These are people trying to discredit. It's the religious community. They went and on the internet and found some Muslim, I think, with a turban and robe on at some function with children with balloons. And, showed one of them going up in the air and one of the pictures that was playing with the children and said it was me. I've never been to that city. I've never been to that area. And it's already been debunked as a lie by the faithful because they took a picture of this guy and put him up next to my picture. And hey, I'm what black people call a high yellow brother. And a mixed breed. And this guy here was like a pure breed black. And and in another picture, this guy was very short. And if you look behind, it was him behind the computer with children, a wide angle view, and he wasn't much taller than children. Well, me, I'm like 6'4", 300 pounds, and he looked like he's maybe about 5'7" or something at most.
You certainly stood out in the video. You're a big guy.
No, I'm saying that the picture.
Oh, I know. You're totally different.
Yeah, I'm a big guy in the picture. This is a short, dark-skinned guy, but I'm a light-skinned, tall, heavy-set guy.
Right, oh, I know. There is absolutely no comparison.
Yeah, and so I understand what they're doing. This is not mainstream ufology doing this. These are the Christians, mainstream Christians, who are trying to prove that I'm a liar because I say that these beings are really the angels of Yahweh who are here to get our attention and to announce the return of the Messiah. The reason why they're so upset is because this would suggest that they have lied to the people for millenniums, at least two, by telling them that the Creator is angels or spirit beings. And, if I'm successful, it proves that the Creator is angels or superhuman. They're living on other planets, that the Messiah is on one of the planets, and that they're coming here in spaceships. So the people will begin to wonder, well, if the we were dependent on our religious leaders to tell us who the Creator is. They didn't even know. They didn't even know where we were at. They didn't know this, and they were misleading us, got us believing other than the truth about the Creator. What else may they be keeping from us? And so this has tremendous religious implications.
I agree. So basically what you're saying is the angels are messengers for mankind, telling us of eminent arrival of the the second coming? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. But the thing about it is that the religious community don't want this. The reason why, because at the head of the religious community is Satan himself. And he wants the people so deceived about the Creator and the angels, where they're at, what it's like, and how they're coming back, that when the Messiah comes, everybody on earth that think they worship him and think they love him and think they're longing for that day to see him, to welcome him here, they're going to be trying to kill him and want him dead. They're going to be hoping that the governments of the earth destroy the Messiah and those things. I mean, man, it's just that simple. And with the media painting all these crazy pictures and everything, it's just amazing. And,
how is it going in Las Vegas as far as followers, and you're getting the word out, and the crowds, are they coming to watch you now?
Well, it's not for the public. This is a media-only event, and the public summoning starts after the media has been dealt with.
Okay, how is the media taking it then?
They're totally ignoring me. Even especially those who filmed and put it. And they came back a second time, and another black ball UFO appeared, but the cameraman couldn't get it. I mean, it was just sitting there a long time. But, you know, they got these cameras that this over one, maybe 10 feet in front of it. And they have a problem trying to zoom in on something, you know, kind of up in the sky a little bit. But he couldn't get it. Just sat there.
He just
couldn't feel it. And they still, on top of two sightings that they were safe to have it, they haven't been back.
Other detractors say that you're doing this for financial gain. How much money have you made on this?
Nothing. You know, this is what they're talking about. They knew that at first I charged $7.95 for people to go into my video area and people put it.
Yeah, I've heard that story, and now you've made it free.
No. Yeah, they're free, but it's not free all the time. See, what happened is that they sabotaged my site, and only the $7.95 was to cover the expense of all the videos that the world was running up in my name.
Right.
I have to pay, you know, for that. Every time somebody looked at that video, I was being billed. And I said, well, I don't want it, man. At least they can pay me something. So I couldn't want to do my shit. Try to look up and have make a $1 million bill with millions of people coming.
Sure.
And that was the only option. Now, since the site has been sabotaged, my option now was to just put them on a free download site so people can see them, but they don't work all the time because free download sites automatically disconnect videos that got too many people watching.
Right, right. Because
and a lot of people contact me and say, what's wrong? I mean, we can't see them. And I said, well, you know, hey, y'all the very people that set up and spoke against me is just giving you a small price over a month to see all you want. No, and talking about I'm not a prophet and I'm trying to rip people off. And now, I want to, you know, without even knowing how this thing works, thinking that videos can be seen on the internet free, and now you get to, this is the result of what you get. And I can't say when they're going to open that particular video up. And I mean, this means I got to keep constantly uploading. And man, they just eventually just cut off all of them.
That's right. You've got two websites. Would you like to tell my audience about them?
Well, the site that was sabotaged is www.prophetyahweh.com. When you go there, you enter into inside the site to see where it's sabotaged. I mean, why I mentioned it's sabotaged. What happened is that the Christians began to load up large numbers of fraudulent emails. I mean, for every one email I have, I probably have maybe by now, judging at the rate that they were loading them up, I should have. But let me just say this. For all the legitimate emails from people who were signing up, now it should be about five times that many fraudulent emails. They compromised the strength of the email program.
Right.
And then they lifted all of my links and sent them all over the world and posted them on all their sites, and I didn't know it. And other people just picked up these links innocently. And me and my internet service provider talked, and they said we had to shut it down. We couldn't do it anymore because of the amount. And I told them what happened. They were kind enough to charge me half of what the amount was, and then they asked me to just pay the other half. And shut it. I mean, man, it's hard to do that. You know, I mean, the whole world viewing what happened, and I got healed, and because the Christian did that. So what I did, I decided to move my site to a more secure area of the internet, and I just moved it to the Yahoo group.
Okay.
And the address of that is www.tyah.tv. www.tyah.tv. And you know, there it is. And at that site, I'm getting ready to start teaching people how to summon, because it's not happening only with me. There are strict rules that apply that if people learn, they can go out and summon. But it's not for the faint of heart and the weak mind that you're coming into my site, because it's vicious when you get in there, because I begin to tear away at all of the religious lies, especially against our society about the Christians and their gospel, you know. And all of this is pointing to the fact that organized religion is deceived as much concerning the Creator, where He's at, and what it's like there, and how the Messiah is coming back. Because, you know, they're organized religions, all of them are controlled by the Luciferian forces, man.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate the time that we've had to do this interview. I think you're going to get a message out there that you're trying the best you can, and you're not fraudulent, and this is a religious calling for you.
Right, and let me say this there before you go. The Christians sabotaged my bank account. They posed as an internet lottery company who had chose five people out of Las Vegas, and we were selected, and we had and included was a $4,800 check, and we they told us to deposit it, and when it clears, we'll know it's for real, and then we contact them back, and we could they have their representative to contact us and come by and sign papers for the rest of the money.
It's pretty remarkable when you think about it. These people would go out of their way to such an extent to try to embarrass you.
Well,
they're just embarrassing themselves. What's the point of doing it?
Because they love lies.
They just want to discredit you. Because if there's one chance in a thousand that you were telling the truth, then everything that they've taught other people, you're right,
Yes, and the thing about it is this. Now, see, they're trying to agitate. They think they're throwing my spirit off for what I got to do. Man, they just don't know I'm a spiritual warrior, and I love every moment of it. I love it. I feed off of it. Because I know also for every attack, no matter how small, it strengthens my power with Yahweh. And they're hoping that by June, July 15th, I will be shown to be a false prophet. And that's when they're really going to just clown me. But what happened? What is going to happen, that's when they see that they have only compromised their own faith. Because it is going to happen, everything I say.
Well, I hope you get some legitimate media to come out and watch some of your callings.
I'm not working with media anymore, I've got to tell you. All I'm working with now are independent documentary teams, and if the media see what's going on, they want to come cover it, they can, man. I'm sick and tired of waiting. They sabotage me. They sure did. They told me to just keep, if I wanted them to work with me, all I had to do was just keep quiet, don't go on the radio anymore, don't, you know, mention any of their names, and they would work with me. Man, I waited almost 8-9 days, give or take a day or two, and never got a call until I realized they were just, that my time up in that 45-day period for all this to happen was being ate up. So I called them up and told them, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm out of this.
There's no American legitimate media that's going to cover UFOs. Period. And when you tie religion into UFOs, that's really a double whammy.
That's it. But you got key independent teams that have contacted me.
Well, the independents are good.
Yes.
But not the networks or the regular newspapers.
But I had to see this now, and everybody on the internet says, see, he's nothing he said on the first spaceship was 100%. I did not say that. I said on the first, I had permission to go forward, and sometime after the first, a wide variety of UFOs start appearing, and they just started, you know. And I said that, and sometimes afterwards, I can't say when, but before the 15th, you know, in the midst of all these sightings all the time, the spaceship was going to send and sit over Las Vegas a day and a half. And it's been, it's still early. We still got 31 days, whatever it is. And
right.
They sitting up and just, and everybody saying, why has nothing happened? What's going on? You're the fake. You're the fraud. It's nothing. You said the spaceship was going to send on the first. And I'm and all this here. And I'm just saying, looking at these people just saying, you know, like, oh, they only increasing my strength. Watch and see what happens. Let's see if I'm a false prophet or not. Because I don't know. I don't boast about myself. I don't have nothing. And I never had anything. You know, my life has been horrible as far as of America concerned, but my life is rich and great in communicating with these beings, and we'll see, because if I don't know nothing, I know Yahweh.
Well, I asked you some tough questions, you answered them, you didn't duck them, so I appreciate your time, and as far as I'm concerned, you're an honest man, and wish you luck.
Thank you, keep
me informed.
And stay in touch.
I will.
All right, thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Very much. No.